Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X. Tower Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headline brought to you by Ascension Health. Pete Leander tweets to Jason and Deb, says, those are great questions, Nick. Also, Deb, you want them to remove the Minus World glitch from a 35-year-old game? I couldn't tell if you were joking or not.
Oh, I was saying back then, I mean, if like Nick knew it existed and got in there, then surely they did too, Nintendo.
Oh, I've never done it. It's stupid, ridiculous to what you have to do.
Raina says, Nick, this quiz is too subjective and the answers should be direct, not descriptive. Question one was fine, but the others, terrible. So, opinions split. The Mario trivia.
Figured they would be.
At Skinny Jason Dick says, in case anyone is wondering, Jason was humming Waltz of the Flowers from the Nutcracker instead of the Mario Water World theme. Yeah, that's why it felt... Yeah, that's. I was like, that's another song. But it sounds... How does the water song go? I can't get the Nutcracker one out of my brain.
I can't help you on any of this stuff.
This is not good radio!
I honestly feel like I could have been playing a completely different game.
Mario?
Yeah, I mean, you...
If you don't know these songs, then yeah, should be burned into your brain.
I don't think I played as... I mean, surprise, surprise, I didn't do anything as obsessively as you did it.
Man, I was just thinking the other day, I wish I could get more obsessed with stuff.
I don't know. The level that you're obsessed with tacos and food right now, I don't think you can get more obsessed than that.
No.
What's on the docket today?
I've been more upset. No. We're locked down again.
Locked down again.
Sort of. I bought cereal at the store yesterday. I had cereal for the first...
Big treat.
I hadn't had cereal in over a year, all right? Bought cereal.
God.
Milk, still a 1% guy. That's right. Trying to watch my figure. Trying to lose some of the weight. Just drink that 1% milk.
Gross.
That's the way to do it. As soon as I finish these two boxes of cereal, though, we're going back on lockdown.
Go back on lockdown.
Locking down until
we're going to finish two whole boxes of cereal. Can't just like enjoy one bowl.
Yeah, but that's like, I went to the store. I didn't buy any other meals, okay? Just cereal. So that's like 2 days worth of meals. And that's, I know. I'll never grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Oh, my God. Sorry, Jason. We lost Toys R Us a couple years ago.
That's fine. I can still be a Toys R Us kid. In fact, I've been waiting for them to tell me it's okay to grow up, and now you're telling me Toys R Us is gone forever? I'm just stuck like this. Stuck like this forever, man.
Is that how you got to be 300 pounds? Because you just kept drinking milk and they never told you to...
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
$50 Kalahari Resort gift card. Could be yours in just a moment. Also, what is it? Alfie did something he's never done before. Point both of his eyes in the same direction.
How dare you?
we'll get to that in a minute.
Also, I've got a very serious Sea of the Week today.
Okay.
Very serious.
All right.
Very, very, very serious.
I believe you.
All right.
Sort of.
Be fun, though.
Because there's a... All right. But first, Oklahoma news. If I told you, there is an Oklahoma lawmaker who wants to create an official hunting season for Bigfoot.
Oh, my God.
Is that something you'd be interested in?
Well, you could... That's... No.
Representative Justin Humphrey has introduced a bill that would create an official Bigfoot hunting season.
Bigfoot doesn't exist.
He says that he is doing it for tourism purposes, quote, establishing an actual hunting season, issuing licenses for people who want to hunt Bigfoot will just draw more people to our already beautiful part of the state, end quote.
Wait, love Bigfoot, but they want to kill it.
Actually, Mr. Representative Humphrey says the intent is not to get people to kill Bigfoot. His bill proposes a bounty of $25,000 to anyone who captures Bigfoot.
Oh.
So you hunt him.
How about we send this
shoot
guy
him in the leg?
How about we send him out into the wilderness? And
Justin Humphrey?
Yeah, and then hunt him and give people a prize if they can trap him in a bear trap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are people, he says, draw more people to our already beautiful part of the state? Do people go on destination hunting trips to Oklahoma?
Oh, yeah. There was a couple of years ago, Jose Canseco was offering Bigfoot tours in Las Vegas because he knew where the secret Bigfoot sanctuaries were outside in Nevada. And yeah, for just
but that's
four
Vegas.
Low payments of $1,000.
It's like, yeah, I'm going to go to Vegas for the weekend and we're going to party, gamble, hit up some of the best restaurants in the world, and maybe we'll go on a Jose Canseco Bigfoot tour. Like, you got to go to Oklahoma just for that. There ain't nothing else to do there. Joe Exotic's park's all closed and stuff.
Yeah, but the people that hunt, they'd be happy to go to a place that has something to kill and murder that they don't have in their own area.
Now, Deb, you're an anti-hunter person.
Yes. I mean, I'd hunt a hunter.
Okay. Is it okay to hunt Bigfoot since, you know, he does not exist? Like,
yeah, it's really stupid.
But it's no longer cruel or...
Well, yeah, I guess they won't catch anything.
That's you would rather them be out there hunting Bigfoot because they're like, is that Bigfoot? And it's like, no, it's just a deer.
When you go out there,
should we shoot the deer? And it's like, no, we're hunting Bigfoot,
go
silly
out there
rabbit.
Armed with a camera and take some wonderful shots of that wildlife instead of shooting at them.
What if they go out there hunting for Bigfoot and then when they get into the woods, it's the monster truck and it just is like, boom.
Oh, God.
Is there a monster
That'll show
truck
them.
What?
I don't know about monster truck things, man.
Oh,
my monster truck knowledge ends at Sunday.
Monster truck people, are they the same people that like to think about Bigfoot?
I bet you there's some overlap. I bet you.
Mm. Yeah. Hunting
probably
as well.
You're digging your own grave with this anti-monster
D.W. truck Lee.
I'm not anti-monster truck. I'm just saying that nothing. Go on, Jason.
D.W. Lee of the Mid-America Bigfoot Research Center. He's what? First of all, says that he does not use the name Bigfoot. He prefers to call him the creature. Says he has been studying and hunting the creature for decades.
Is this guy an accredited scientist or
anything?
Man.
I bet he's been on the History Channel before.
Is he just a Bigfoot enthusiast?
He says the Bigfoot is a, quote, mix between orangutan and human.
What?
I've had 26 encounters that I can say was actually a Bigfoot, end quote.
Wow. All right, bro.
There you go, man.
How many are undetermined?
I thought Bigfoot was supposed to be sort of like ancient man.
Missing link, yeah.
Yeah, he's the guy that he's the stick of the dump. He's the guy that just lives out in the woods. Right? Remember my stick of the dump?
Yeah.
Stig of the Dump, the TV show I told you about where this...
No, I missed that.
What's wrong with you? This was literally like last Monday.
Oh, sorry.
I remember.
And you don't remember the text messages that I sent you, the pictures of the thing that you upset somebody about?
No.
What happened to you?
Look, last sports segment, I said something about Austin FC, and 6 seconds later, you had forgotten what I said.
Well, I forgotten, Jason. I didn't listen to
begin
with.
Well, then I didn't listen to your
Stig. This is a conversation we had on air.
I didn't listen to your Stig text messages, all right?
They were separate.
Leave me alone.
Stig of the Dump is one thing, text messages are another.
All right. For more on this, let's go to our official Oklahoma correspondent, the crying OU sorority girl. Do you believe in Bigfoot?
Oh my God, I just wanted to make it snow, okay? I know. I did it, and I didn't mean to.
No.
I woke up everyone, okay?
I
didn't mean to. I just wanted it to snow. I didn't know. I thought it was going to be a poop, but it was a
That wasn't anything about Bigfoot.
What was that?
Hey, speaking of OU things, you see that we're hiring Mike Stoops to coach linebackers?
No.
What the? All right, well, I ain't got time for that. $50 Kalahari Resort gift card could be yours right now. 512-835-1015 is the number. 512-835-1015. Nick, what are we playing, man?
Something we're guaranteed not to argue about. It's the Setlist game.
$7.
Oh, no.
Where the Hoobah Stink, yes, is coming up next. Good luck on the phone.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
Zach from New Braunfels tweets to Jason and Deb says, Jason, you drink 1% milk? Is that because you think you're fat? Because you're not. You could be drinking whole if you wanted to.
What?
How did I miss that?
Dang.
Oh, that's great. Well done.
Let's see here. Serena G says, DQA, what's the difference between Bigfoot and Sasquatch? Are they the same?
Yeah.
Well, a Sasquatch is obviously one of those things that the beauty pageant champion wears, but it's made out of all zucchinis.
Right.
A Sasquatch.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's funny.
Jokes.
And White Ranger Gill says, Bigfoot is the Hulk Hogan of monster trucks. Sunday. Watch Bigfoot jump 8 grandmas. Tickets pay for the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
Oh, my God. Is that... Do they say that?
I'm sure, yes.
Wow, that's excellent.
Yikes.
Oh, that's good. Yikes. That is good.
All right. So we got Deb C of the Week coming up. Dave Chappelle's got coronavirus. I don't like people who are in shape. But first, your chance at a $50 Kalahari Resort gift card. Go.
Jukebox.
The reason we call this game.
I'm going to put $7 worth of Hoobah Stank in it.
$7 worth of Hoobah Stank.
And I'm coming back to hang with you, bros.
That I will tell you.
It's
so funny, man.
$7 worth of Hoobastank is the name of our setlist.fm game for some reason. If you go there, you can look up all your favorite bands. What are they playing live in concert? You guys remember concerts?
Nope. Forgotten all about them.
We're going to be back with concerts soon?
I thought Dave Chappelle had done something right that maybe concerts were going to be able to replicate. Now he's gone and got the corona.
Yeah. Might have given it to my guy Elon Musk. What up with that, Dave Chappelle? Watch
really?
It,
you think that's how that went?
What's that?
Get out of here.
What?
He was fine until he takes that picture. You know what? We don't have time for this.
Okay.
But your boy's riding dirty in his electric car.
Setlist.fm will tell you statistics as well. What is your favorite band's most played song live in concert? We play a game. Nick gives us a band. Then me and Deb try to guess. What is their most played song live in concert? The number one answer is worth 3 points, two worth two, and the third answer worth 1 point. We each play on behalf of a listener. Lauren called first. And chose Team Deb, please.
Thank you, Lauren.
Either that or she was like, Deb, please.
This is my worst game by far.
This is your worst game by far?
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Nick.
And Yacinda. I'm playing for Yacinda, so if I win, Yacinda, you're getting $50 to spend at Kalahari. Deb playing for Lauren. Everybody
is how
ready?
How much your second worst? I think so.
How much? No, I don't think I'm that bad at how much. I think maybe...
You have made several billion-dollar mistakes.
I have, but who doesn't? I also think I'm pretty crap at the box office game.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Not this week.
I'd say you're good at talkies.
I barely
sneak
through.
And then the rest of them, you're tied for last. Yeah, it's fine.
You know, it's fine. I'm the best at talkies in the world. I can live with that.
I mean, out of the two of us, sure.
I'm saying the world.
Hasn't Doug Benson, like, crushed you at it, like, multiple
times? No, I've beaten him. You've just, again, like, anything that I say, you've just blocked out of your memory.
All right. Everybody ready?
Yes.
Nick, what's the first one, man?
Number one, little band called Foo Fighters.
No. Jason Dick. Bad enough that you subjected me to this yesterday.
This is not good thinking music for you.
Is this a joke? Is this supposed to be funny? Nick, this show is an embarrassment.
Nick texted me yesterday. He's like, hey, what's a good game that we can use the hot take rodeo music for the thinking music? And I was like, I don't know. Any of them that use thinking music? So this was supposed to be a callback, but now it doesn't work because we didn't do it. We were going to do a new bit called Hot Take Rodeo on our sports podcast last night, but slight scheduling stuff, snafus, created a cancellation. But yeah, I made this sweet, awesome looped bed here.
Sweet and awesome. I don't know. And
it's the most work I've seen you do in years.
Don't worry, guys. I got 13 and a half more minutes of it.
How about you just you can turn it down?
You can think for 13 minutes if you want to. You know what?
I wanted Dylan to film this just because I knew Deb would have this exact look on her face, and I wish the listeners could see it.
I think the listeners also have that look on their face, so they know.
We just undid all the goodwill Deb got from the inauguration yesterday. She's back at zero.
God, freak is this? Jesus. This is my life. This is my chosen life. I chose this life.
You picked this guy.
I said, I'm going to marry him and hitch my wagon. This stupid horse. This is his jackass. This is a jackass. It's not a horse. Yeah, this is going to play at our wedding.
Something,
it's been going on now for 15 years.
Horses, hot take rodeo. I got a prize for whoever tells me the original artist for this song.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to do some Kyrie Irving? Go.
I want the boss to call in right now.
It might
835-1015.
It might play on the thing. I don't know. Okay. All right, I'm ready, O'Keefe. You ready?
I know what song it is, but I don't think I got the name right because of this game.
Because this game.
Hang on a second. Do I forfeit the answer that I think might be incorrect for one that Mm.
All right, good news, Jason. Mm-hmm. This has not shown up on our
recent. It's not doing the thing.
But okay. There's two instances of Sugar Ray's fly.
Ah, that's fine. Shouldn't have said fly so many times. Okay, that's two. If we say it again, it's gonna. Don't do it, man. Don't do it.
All right.
You ready over there?
Yeah, I've canceled my first brain answer because I think the name of the song was wrong. But what I'm thinking about the whole time is the Mentos video.
So, Big Me.
Is that Big Me?
Is the name of the
song. I wrote it down, Big Me, if that's it.
Oh, you should. Your next answer is bad. You should have stuck with Big Me. I think that that's the first Foo Fighters single.
That was the first big single.
Chronology of the Foo Fighters is a little back in the 90s. I wasn't so grungy. More of a
preppy
R&B, sometimes country kid.
So, R&B?
Yeah.
What?
Ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and grind.
Ugh. God, you're the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love R. Kelly. Oh, let me get back to talking about my 14-year-old sex life.
So, but look, this has got to be it because they've played it at every show ever in the history of all times ever long is my answer.
Well, my answer is Big Me. As you can see, I circled it. Uh-huh. Oh,
and you
like
crossed
these,
it out to emphasize.
What's number three next?
What did you say, Deb?
Times Like These.
Okay. Number six, Times Like These.
F off.
Number three, My Hero. Number two, Monkey Wrench. And number one is... Everything could ever be this Everlong.
Big Me was even up there. Okay.
Big Me was number nine. So wow. Times Like These was better. Also, number five, Learn to Fly.
What does that have to do with anything?
That's the third fly.
Oh, you goofus.
Did the listeners come back with was that an okay answer that you gave me, or was it just absolute BS?
I don't think anybody weighed in because I would have needed to get another one right anyway.
Oh,
so
yeah,
it
that's a good point.
Really factor.
All right, okay, good.
Everlong is Bumbleina's favorite Foo Fighters song, and she asked me the other day, she's like, you don't like this because you think it's overplayed? And I'm like, first of all, there's no such thing as overplayed, all right? You know that I only like 25 songs total ever in the world, and you just hear them on repeat all the time. So no, it's not overplayed, overrated. I love Everlong, but it's no My Hero. It's no, you know
Everlong's
what? I like Times Like These better. All My Life, obviously. Best of You.
Oh, whatever. Stop flexing on you knowing all the names of their songs.
Kind of like Walk. Monkey Wrench.
Shame, Jason.
Everlong is fun.
See what I did
it's
there?
Shame. It's Shame Shame, right? Isn't the name?
Shame Shame, then.
All right. I got three. Deb got zero. Still plenty of game to go. Let's go, Nick. What's the next one?
I feel like that should have conjured Shania. Number two is The Cranberries.
I hate you. You know, I hope you wake up singing that song. I hope you can't sleep because that song is in your head.
There's nowhere. Actually, there are.
I want you to bust it out. I want you to bust it out next time you and Bumbleina are having sexy
no
time.
No country.
Just like Jason, put on some
music. The System Is Down says best thinking music ever.
You would think that because the system is down.
Dan's the Man says, I am losing my S. That's hilarious. I got out of my truck to dance. Wait till you guys hear the bit that I have planned for it. Then.
Oh, God. It's going to be great.
But your kids are going to love it. I'm ready. You said Cranberries, right?
Yes.
This is the other. Come on. Let's just move on to the next one, Deb. Come on. Come on. We're really going to.
I've got two answers. Okay. Crossed down my first one, written my second one. But you know what? Maybe I got to go back to my first one like I should have done on the. No, I shouldn't have done on the other one. It didn't make any difference.
You made the right decision.
Well, it didn't make any difference. In the end, get points for sixth or ninth, or 69th.
Nice.
Nice.
All right.
All right. And I called that bitch yesterday. She didn't call me back.
Focus. Come on, man.
First brain or second brain? You know what the experts always say? Go with your first brain. All right, so I crossed it out, but then I circled it and put an arrow next to it, and then I double-crossed out my second answer, which was going to be my first answer. So, all right, anyway, the arrow next to the one that I want, all right?
Okay.
There's only three Cranberry songs, right? Dreams, I forget the name of the other one, but Zombie is the answer.
Yeah, Dreams was my second brain because it came out the album before Zombie.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Everyone else is doing it, so why don't we? Is that what that one was called, the first one?
What's the other song Bleachers does a cover.
To me, they've got loads of songs because I just listen to the albums back to front. Three. And I don't remember any. I put Zombie.
And their bombs. And their
number
guns,
three.
And
dreams. Their dongs. Their what? Number two, Zombie.
Oh, man.
And number one is?
Also Zombie. You got me right, Bleachers. That's the other one. Do
you have to let it linger? No, I can't tell if... In a similar vein to you saying you could listen to the same 25 songs for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I am.
The Cranberries, those two albums, I love them back to front. Every song is a jam or just a real, like, ethereal, like, dreamy song. Does that hold up? Are the kids discovering, like, old Cranberries albums and thinking,
no.
Oh, that's great?
No.
Why do you say it like that? You don't know. Check it out, kids. Kids listening.
I mean,
just stream some old, not just the top three songs, but like listen to the albums back to front.
The same way that when we were kids, I don't know, I guess some people were, but when we were kids, I wasn't like going to listen to Eleanor Rigby over and over again.
There were people that did that, Jason.
Losers.
Don't worry. No, but I would go through all my mum and dad's old records. They had tons of old records. How do you think David Bowie's one of my favorite artists? I'm too young for his good stuff.
All right, 5-2, going to the next one, Nick.
Florence and the Machine.
Hunky Dory. Best albums of all time. One of them. One of the best albums of all time.
I always figured it was like a Labyrinth thing.
Florence and the Machine. Florence. This is not fair. It's Deb.
Why?
Pushes the...
No, I don't push the buttons and make the music go in this studio. So anyone played on this station, Jason has a grand advantage.
Which was the one that Bleachers did the cover of with the Cranberries?
Now it was Dreams.
It was Dreams?
Yeah.
Okay, not Linger.
Okay. Which I want them to do Linger now. I feel like that would be awesome.
Florence and the Machine.
Is this happen anymore? 21.
Dreams is the name of the song that the...
That's how the 21 goes. I was 21 then when 21 was out. I think. Maybe before that. But I remember singing it when I was 21.
For a second, I got that confused with Fleetwood Mac's Dreams and like that's the Ocean Spray guy. And then I was like, oh, Cranberries. That's why he did that song. It was like, No.
I hate myself. You ready, Deb?
Yeah. That's funny. I hate you too.
Is there something?
We agree on something.
Is there something about a dog? Is there a dog in there somewhere? Run fast for your mommy and fast for your daddy. Run.
I don't think that's what that song is called.
I don't think so either.
But
there's
she
a Foo Fighters song called
Covered. Are you sure it's not Fly?
Actually, the Foo Fighters one is called Walk.
She covered. A song by...
Was
it Massive Attack originally did this song? It's a banger. You talk about bangers.
Banger.
And this is a huge hit for them. You got the love. You got the love. You got the love I need to see.
That's your answer?
Sometimes I feel like throwing my hands up in the air.
Let's just move on to the next one, Nick.
Lord knows I can count on you.
Number three, Shake It Out. Number two, Cosmic Love. Number one...
The dog days are over.
I didn't hear the goddamn dog. Good job. I mean, knowing the dog.
I can't think of dogs anymore since Deb forced dog porn on me yesterday.
I was going to say, you keep mentioning dogs. You know what's going to happen? It's because some of that.
Damn it.
You Got the Love is number five.
All right.
Credit to Candy Stanton.
Oh, Candy Stanton.
Still
that's right. Yeah.
5-2. Going to the fourth one, Nick.
Marilyn Manson.
Play Marilyn Manson on this station. You'd have thunk we'd do some throwback hits, throw them his way, right?
I bet you we'd
their
do somewhere.
Way. I mean, but I'm sure there's some in there. As an alternative staple.
Foo Fighters have songs both called Walk and Run.
I thought there was a Walk. Yeah, I don't remember how that one goes. You ready,
I
Deb?
Bet you they released Run before they could walk.
This show is an absolute turd today. I'm going to be the one that says it.
This is
a turd.
This is as good as we get. What are you talking about?
I'm ready.
Again, the chronology of Marilyn Manson, I didn't follow as a kid because I was a well-adjusted youth. I'm going to go Sweet Dreams, but if it's Dope Show, I'm going to be real sad.
I got Beautiful People.
Oh, Beautiful People is a good one.
Number three, The Dope Show.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, The Beautiful People.
Oh,
oh good.
And
good.
Number one is...
What was the first Marilyn Manson type thing? Is it this?
This is a goddamn cover.
Yeah. All right, so that's three more points for me.
Are there people out there that think this is an original hit?
Deb has four, so that means it's over, my friend. But let's have the last one anyway, Nick.
Our last one. Old Hair Plugs McGee, Garth Brooks.
Oh, I have absolutely no... You talk about having chronological issues with certain bands. I told you the other day, Garth Brooks' hits all came out in like 1997 for me.
When the album The Hits came
out? Yeah, because that's what I got. Yeah. That's all. I only have two Garth Brooks albums. That's my entire knowledge.
Well, then I'm going to beat you up real good on this one. There's some interesting strategy to play here, though.
All right, I'm ready.
Sweet Dreams is 95, Beautiful People 96.
The first Garth Brooks single, Much Too Young to Feel This Damn Old. And The Wide Lines get in. The Dance from that same album. Man, it's probably The Dance, huh?
Oh,
I just went with
good.
The basic bitch answer, Friends in Low
Places.
Yeah,
that's what I put, because everyone wants to hear it.
Number three, The Thunder Rolls.
Oh, good song.
Number two, The Dance.
Oh, good
number
song.
Number one. Because I got friends in low places
where the whiskey drowns and the all right, I don't feel terrible about my performance today.
No.
That wasn't
where'd you
awful.
Get this, Nick?
This is real.
He's real stingy with his stuff on YouTube and stuff.
Is
it
Devil
me?
Keeps private collection.
See, I told you it would come in use. Finally! Vindicated. That was like 8 years ago I bought this album and told Nick to rip every single song.
I played your rodeo from your collection earlier this morning as well.
Lynn loves it when we do this as well, by the way.
Yacinda! I did it. Congratulations. You're going to get $50 to spend at Kalahari Resorts. Lauren,
we have
a prize for you
love
as well.
You.
Please.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
Hurry, start the sports before 8 o'clock.
Why do we even bother?
Made it.
This is not important.
I teased the Dan Campbell thing.
No one cares.
Yeah?
Oh, Deb, you're going to like this.
Yeah. You're going
to
like
it. I got time to like it, Nick.
Man.
We got to see the week coming up, and it's rapidly changing.
I was going to tell you, but you left the room. You can't. There's no changing, okay? We teased it. It's in the promo from yesterday.
I'm changing it to you is what I'm saying.
Romero and ATX tweets at Jason and Deb says, for some unknown reason, that weird-ass banjo song is my vibe this morning. Deb, the people love it, okay?
You know what it is? It's, I feel like this is the musical version. If, like, you could put the Corona pandemic into a musical, this is what it would be, because it just never ends. It's all the same.
Serena G says,
and you think it's fine at first, but you wait.
That thinking music is giving me the giggles. Use it for the MI trash segment.
That's perfect.
Nerd from Cedar Park says, the thinking music gives me Aqua Teen flashbacks. Commence the jiggling. Fabian, it's true.
Could have cleaned up that edit a little bit better, Jason.
The music is sending good vibes. It's supposed to be bad on purpose, all right? I'm dancing along at the gym. The looks I'm getting are starting to concern me.
I just appreciate that you found the hook.
Oh, Lady Kyle says, Nick, crushing it on the hooks. Yeah, that was a good job there today.
Yeah, you did. In fact, I didn't even notice anything weird about it. I congratulated you because it was all great.
Florida man Kyle says,
I kind of texted the boss on one of them.
Oh, did you? Which one?
Foo Fighters.
No,
it's fine.
All right,
it's fine.
Florida man Kyle says, I am losing my S on a conference call right now. I have y'all in the background. I keep doing an Ashley Simpson SNL hoedown dance every time the thinking music comes on. Let's see. Mr. C says, Deb, let me champion you next time. I got zombied, but still got 14 out of 15 points. Total guess on Garth is that's the only song that I know by him.
Well done.
The fact checkers, no follow-up, says false. Big Me was like the third single from the self-titled debut album. This Is a Call was number one. That does.
So that was the first big hit then, right? That was the.
I mean, This Is a Call was a hit, but yeah, like I think.
Like that video as well,
I think,
helped.
Video is pretty iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Quickly on sports, brought to you by Pants, the Detroit Lions have a new coach, Dan Campbell, who spoke to the media for the first time yesterday. A lot of people are going to like this guy. I am not a fan. Here is Dan Campbell in his introductory press conference.
We're going to kick you in the teeth, all right? And when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, all right? And we're going to stand up. And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. All right, and on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap, and we're going to get up, and then it's going to take three shots to get us down.
Oh,
and when we do,
God,
we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing.
I think you should play that dang dang lang dang lang dang lang dang behind that guy. What an idiot.
We're going to kick you in the teeth, all right? And when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you.
Yeah.
And when you knock us down,
yeah,
we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off. All right? And we're
going to
stand up. And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down.
Yeah, and then my brother's going to come and punch you in the face.
First of all, Dan, that's like 75 yards in personal foul penalties. Okay?
It's first and 85 now.
This is not a good strategy. Additionally, I don't know. You remember Les Miles? I used to call him a meathead. Did I call him steakhead? I don't know.
Yeah, you call him. It was weird.
I like my coach to be a cerebral type. Okay, I want him to be boy genius, Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan type. This the meathead.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bite your kneecap off, coach.
Brute force guys.
I don't dig it.
Is it because it scares you? Because it's violent.
Are you afraid he's gonna hit you with a clipboard?
Dan Campbell is also. He's one of these guys. He's like super jacked. Like he played in the NFL.
So he is a meathead.
But he's been out of the game for 10 years.
He was like an OG proto Gronk. He was a tight head meathead.
I just
tight end meathead.
What's
Dan Campbell. And yeah, you should look him up. Tell me if he looks like somebody from a movie to you, because I guess he's leaning into that as well. But yeah, I don't trust people who get totally jacked when it's not related to their job. All right, if you're a football player and you're totally jacked, fine. Professional wrestler,
jacked
I get it.
Up.
If you're a personal trainer, I'll even allow it, sure.
So you're against Jeff being healthy and fit?
Yeah, that's exactly the type of person that I'm talking about.
Such
it's like,
dick.
If you're just an accountant and you get totally jacked, I'm like, what are you running from, man? What's the problem? What are you trying to squash down in there?
No, that's not what it's
about. Go to therapy, okay?
Go to therapy.
Go to therapy, Dan Campbell. Get it straight. Also, are you looking at him?
Yeah.
Does he look like an iconic movie character to you?
A movie character?
Yeah, movie.
Well, there's lots of different pictures. Does he still have his goatee?
I would say.
Does he have long hair? Is he just short hair?
That's the look you want.
What, the long hair?
Yeah.
He looks like a movie character. He looks like Scott Stapp in this one.
Is there somebody you're thinking of, or you can't think of it?
His total. No, I know the answer.
Oh, okay.
He referenced it yesterday. His total jackedness takes away from this, but apparently people say he looks like the dude from The Big Lebowski. And in fact,
maybe with his playing long hair.
His office at the Lions facility says Dan Campbell, head coach / the dude.
All right, that's terrible. Fire this man immediately.
Yeah, so I there could not be more things that I dislike about you, Dan Campbell, including...
how fit you are.
Dude's a little overrated, all right?
Oh, I'm with you on that one. Hey, now for
bad.
A non-popular opinion, Big Lebowski,
It's good.
Meh.
It's good,
meh.
All right? We don't have to change our lives about it, all right?
Yeah.
Does it warrant a whole quote along?
No.
Alamo Draft House?
Why do you have to come and pee on Dan Campbell's rug?
You know what's better? 14 minutes of...
Jesus Christ. You haven't played the station ID yet?
Man.
Oh, no. You've done Deb's, See of the Week?
Nobody got the original artist on this. I thought
no
I was
going
to have
really?
To come up with a bunch
how,
of prizes.
How much will you give me if I drop this into Lucy's rotation?
I mean, we'll be fine.
Oh,
yeah, let's do it.
No. Of the week.
How dare you? You don't know me.
Hey, I want to tell you something, okay?
You are the of the week.
The worst word in the world. Deb's like, yeah, whatever.
It's fine.
It's no big deal.
When you've got
man.
Pets, I feel like you throw that word around a lot, you know? Mm. They misbehave, mm-hmm. poo on the rug. Mm. This one, though, this one is very... foster dog Henry update. Henry went for a sleepover last night.
Ooh.
Yes.
Sleeping over on the first date, huh,
no,
Henry?
No, second date.
Oh,
yeah,
second date.
He met Aaron on Wednesday, and then he came back to pick Henry up yesterday to take him for a sleepover. He's got his little girl, his custody weekend. This is my friend Aaron and not Henry. I don't think Henry has any kids yet.
Henry is the dog.
Henry's the dog. Yeah, he's got his little girl this weekend.
What gives you the idea he hasn't reproduced?
I mean, he may have. I hope not.
He put his equipment out there on the group text yesterday for me to see.
Yeah, that was just for you and Nick's eyes. Oh, and mine, because I have to look at it all day long. God, he's got a big dong. Ridiculously big.
Stop being a size queen.
But get this. My friend Aaron, who's divorced, they had a dog before they split up and the wife took him. Mm-hmm. Dog's name is Henry.
Oh.
There's going to be two Henrys if they keep Henry. Nice. I was like, are you going to keep the name? He's like, oh, hell yeah. So
it'd be like Better Henry.
Better Henry. That's what Henry. He's like, I got the good
G-H,
one.
It's like Hank Hill.
Huh?
His dad had a kid and named him Good Hank. So it was GH for short.
Is this a different Hank?
Like Hank Hill's dad, yeah. Cotton Hill, had another kid with that girl who's much younger than Hank Hill. Like
oh,
Hank
the second wife.
Yeah. Okay. Number three.
I asked
Nick,
him.
You get
I did
worse
ask.
Every day.
Anyway, so that's keep your fingers crossed that all goes well and that he doesn't have to come home and start looking again. That he's found his forever home. But yeah, there's just been a lot of poop in my life this last week. And, you know, Alfie and Brady both were really super sick last year. Do you remember they both went to the vets overnight a couple of times? Mm. Gastroenteritis. And a tummy bug the other time. $3,000 stomach bug. But now I've got insurance, so I'm fine. But the other day, and this happens once a week maybe with Alfie. I was just looking at him. He's not even in here. He's off flirting next door with Chewy. He's got a big friendship going with that guy over there. Mm. Cheating on me. But I usually let Alfie sleep in bed with me because he's just so little and he does love a cuddle and I love a cuddle. Mm-hmm. And so he was in bed the other night and it was the middle of the night. I woke up. I was doing this thing for a couple of weeks. I think I told you I was waking up at 3 a.m. every day before my alarm. It was a nightmare.
Good job, buddy.
I think, have I beaten that now? I don't know. But it was one of those nights where I woke up and maybe it was him that woke me up. Because I'm laying there, and so he's right up here. He sleeps very close to sort of like my shoulder. Sometimes he's in like the crook of my knee sometimes, but he likes to be like up here, snuggling in my neck. And so I woke up, and he was making some, I don't know, he was just, I was aware that he was awake. And so I leant over to kiss him. He threw up in my mouth.
Oh, my God.
nasty, yeah.
I'm not kidding.
What?
It was like a whole dog food, like actual pieces of his kibble. And so it wasn't like that time I threw up curly fries from Jack in the Box. That was nasty. You wouldn't want to re-eat those. But the puke that he puked on a normal day, if it had puked that up on the floor, I'd have just let him eat it again. Because it was just dog food that I hadn't digested. That's, I don't know why they're going to...
Dogs don't do that,
is this
right?
The dog
they
food
do that.
Like you've made for him?
No,
or?
No, this is dog biscuits. And so, it just went in my mouth and I was like...
Are you disturbed because that's horrific and gross? And
it's
you have
horrific
dog,
and gross.
Dog vomit in your mouth, or because your morning breath caused your dog to throw up?
Well, also,
I think
that's
I'm
how
really,
revolting your kisses are.
I don't think it was that bad. You see, he was gonna throw up anyway. I think that's what woke me up. You know, I think as when you're a dog parent, or maybe even a real human parent, I don't know, you kind of have a sense of how your little ones are doing, how they're feeling. And I just had this feeling. And so I got up and I went to the toilet, got some toilet paper, cleaned up the residue that was in the on the bed, covered it up with a towel, rinsed my mouth out with the mouthwash, got back into bed, went to sleep.
Nice.
Had to just power through, guys, wash the sheets the next day when I came home from work.
I'm impressed. I don't know if I could keep Alfie after that. Like, I love Alfie, but like, how do you...
Is it just because he's my dog, or is it because it was the first thing I woke up and I was still not really quite with it? Because I'm not as horrified about it as I think I should be. I think I handled it really well, which kind of is more disturbing. That it was just like, my dog threw up in my mouth.
These are the perils of dog ownership.
That's what,
comes with the...
So
I'm pretty sure I know parents who've had their kids vomit in their mouths. Like, they've been right there because they spit up just so, randomly.
Well, I remember one time...
at Jason and Deb. Has this happened to you?
When I had a girlfriend one time...
Whoa, she didn't throw up in your mouth, did she?
No, no, but we were having sexy time, and I was on top, and I accidentally, drooled into her mouth.
Oh, did that end it for us?
It was just like a drop of... we had to stop. She was just like, I can't finish. Like, what... And it was like out of a movie, like just like this one little drop, just we both just saw it and just like look at each other and she's just like, get off of me.
And that's awful because that saliva was going to end up there anyway.
Yeah.
But how it got there was the problem. Oh, did I tell you about the time my one friend, got a hotel room with her then boyfriend. I don't know whether they'd been in another town or something, but they were both super drunk and they came back and ordered pizza. And then they too started sexy time, but she was downstairs in Argentina. And
he ain't got no Argentina.
Everyone's got an Argentina. It's just what's down south?
He's got like a Brazil or something like that. Argentina's for the ladies.
A Paraguay?
All right, she was going
down. If I knew more about geography, I'd pick one. Does Brazil look like this?
A flippy hand?
Yes.
Like a droopy little donger looking country.
Is that what no, that's Florida.
Yeah, which pick a Florida-looking South American
state. All
right,
so she's down there hanging out in Florida, except it's happy Florida. It's not droopy Florida. But then the combination of the alcohol and the pizza, she throws up all over the Florida state, everywhere. Pizza everywhere.
I had one of those do that to me one time, but I was like, that's right. It was too much for her to...
You're disgusting. Jason anyway. Too. That is why Alfie is this week's
of the week.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Go to the doctor.
What are you talking about?
Go to the doctor and get your Brazil checked.
No, it's fine.
Just go.
That was like 15
because
years ago.
Brazil,
okay?
It was shaped like his floppy hand.
If you look at this, I see what you're saying.
I don't show me Brazil. What is
I mean,
it's gigantic, it's obviously not yours.
Kind of droops.
Hang on. I didn't see. Which one's Brazil?
The orange one. No.
That's not. You know what? Argentina actually does look. Maybe we got to reassign Argentina because that does look like kind of a donger country there.
Donger country.
Hang on. This might be Alfie, if I could testify for him. I learned it from watching you, Nick. Don't you sometimes baby bird some food to him?
He does baby bird Nick.
Yeah,
Nick baby birds Alfie.
You'll put a pigs in a blanket in your mouth and chew it up and then just spit it into him.
Well, he takes a little bite for Alfie rather than like tearing it off of the pigs in a blanket.
I
he takes
a bite
and then he
the
just
ground.
Drops it from his mouth. Oh,
that's
onto
what Alfie
the ground.
Was trying to do. Was to nourish
just
you
give me some of his undigested dog food. Yeah. Sweet gift, Alfie.
Was his dog food vegetarian? Or do we technically eat meat?
Well, I didn't swallow, Nick, so...
Okay.
Well.
Text message from my guy, Ed Clements.
Oh, God. Hi, Ed.
Cross-promote. Listen to me, Ed Beto. Sports Talk 4 to 6 on News Radio KOBJ. He says, I am totally grossed out listening to your show on the way to the golf course. I love Deb, but I may be off the Deb train now after her effing dog upchucked in her mouth.
Well, listen,
my God. What kind of a show are you having on the radio?
Oh, it's a poop show today, Ed.
Mark Caesar would not allow this.
I have already deemed this show turd-worthy. There was a lot earlier as well before puke and mouth talk. But it was like... So when you think of vomit, you think it's like that horrible bleh with the loads of liquid. No, it was just like...
Soupy.
Yeah, there was no soup involved. It was just like the dog biscuits. He
Is that
ate
better?
Them Hell yeah. Would you rather? And it didn't smell like puke. It just was like dog biscuits. So it wasn't like a yellow stream with chunky lumps and carrots all in it. No. It wasn't like that.
Yeah. Hey, by the way,
hang on. Somebody's talking to me, Matt. 101X is canceled forever. We cannot remember. This is terrible. Okay, good.
By the way, Jason, 14 minutes until you drink your stuff.
Oh, God. Jesus.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.